Really Learn Spanish, 4th installment, 8th of March, 2005. Hi, this is Johan van Rooyen welcoming you to the 4th installment of How to Really Learn Spanish. First of all, thank you everyone for your feedback. Not only the comments you leave on my blog, but also the emails I've been getting. I haven't quite replied to all your emails, but I will be doing so soon. If you pose a question or a query in a comment, I normally reply with another comment, so everyone can read the reply. Again, I probably have a bit of lost ground to make up in this respect, but I'm glad to say I'm just beginning to get myself better organized. Here's hoping. Today we're going to concentrate almost entirely on the issue of direct and indirect object pronouns, as suggested by Edis Jefferson. Thank you, Edis. If you're new to Spanish, you may find some of it a bit daunting, but as usual, I will try to take as little as possible for granted and explain the basic concepts along the way. In any case, though talking about direct and indirect object pronouns may make it sound a bit complicated, we are nevertheless dealing with everyday expressions, which, once mastered, will provide you with a significant breakthrough in being able to speak Spanish. And I promise a little pronunciation tip for beginners at the end of today's lesson. Now, the first concept we need to look at, even before we ask ourselves what an object pronoun is the issue of first person, second person, and third person. I know most of you don't need any explanation here, but I do want to make sure we're all on the same page. In conversation, a very high proportion of sentences start with I. Since we naturally tend to view the world from our own perspective, I indicates the first person. More precisely, the first person singular, because there is only one of me. If I'm included with at least one other person, the I becomes we, and we have the first person plural. If you're addressing a person, if you're saying you, that individual or that group is the second person. In English, we often have to figure out from the context whether we're dealing with second person singular or second person plural, because the word you in itself won't tell us. It can refer to one person or to more than one. Anything or anybody we talk about is the third person. Okay, direct and indirect object pronouns. First of all, let's look at what a pronoun is. Actually, let's see what a noun is, and that will help us understand what a pronoun is. A noun is a word used to name something. For example, telephone, Adam, Ethiopia, Darwinism, and podcasting are all nouns. A pronoun is a short word that replaces a noun temporarily. So instead of saying, the telephone rang and the telephone wouldn't stop, we substitute the second occurrence of telephone with the pronoun it, and we have the telephone rang and it wouldn't stop. Okay, both nouns and pronouns can be divided into subjects and objects. It all depends on their function in a sentence. Though today's topic is all about object pronouns, it will give us some useful background if we quickly look at what a subject pronoun is. If the noun or the pronoun causes some action or is in some state of being, then that noun or that pronoun is the subject of the sentence. Or, if it's a long, complex sentence, then it's the subject of the clause. In our earlier discussion about first person, second person, and third person, we already encountered the subject pronouns for the first person singular, which is I, and the first person plural, which is we. We saw that the subject pronoun for the second person is you, irrespective of whether it is single or plural. There are three subject pronouns for the third person singular: she, he, and it, and one subject pronoun in the plural, they. An added bonus, by the way, of learning another language is that you end up getting to know your own language a lot better than you had anticipated. Okay, so an object noun or an object pronoun is that which is somehow changed or affected by the verb. The verb, of course, is that which describes an action or a state of being. For example, in Dave Weiner lost his iPod but found it again later. iPod is a noun serving as an object, and the word it is an object pronoun. Okay, so the only other thing we still need to establish before we can deal with today's topic proper is the difference between the direct object and the indirect object. Consider this sentence. Nick gave Dawn an iPod. The one that bears the most direct consequence of the action is the iPod. So iPod is the direct object. Dawn, the receiver of the iPod, is the indirect object. If we restate the sentence, Nick gave Dawn an iPod, replacing the object nouns for object pronouns, it becomes, Nick gave it to her. It refers to the iPod and is therefore the direct object pronoun, while her refers to Dawn, the receiver of the iPod, and so constitutes the indirect object pronoun. Okay, so how does all this work in Spanish? First of all, word order is important, and there are two entirely separate issues related to word order. Let's get them both out of the way now. If you don't fully understand the examples, don't worry. They only serve to illustrate the word order, not the meaning. First of all, if the verb form indicates a time, in other words, if the verb indicates the past, the present, or the future, the object pronoun goes before the verb. So, for example, I saw you will be te vi. I see you is te veo. I will see you is te veré. The important thing in these examples is the fact that te goes before the verb, te being the object pronoun. Keep in mind there may be two pronouns in the same sentence or clause, a direct pronoun and an indirect pronoun. If that's the case, they both go before the verb. If, on the other hand, the verb is an infinitive, an imperative, or a gerund, in other words, when the verb does not indicate a time, the pronoun or pronouns go after the verb. And what is more, the verb and the pronoun or pronouns fuse together to form one word. Of course, the fact that it becomes a single word is irrelevant in the spoken language. Let's look at an example of where the pronoun goes after the verb. A mother might tell a child, listen to me, look at me. In Spanish, she would say, escúchame, mírame. The second and separate word order issue has to do with the position of the direct object pronoun and the indirect object pronoun with respect to each other when they are both present in the same sentence. Quite simply, the indirect object pronoun always goes before the direct object pronoun. For example, give it to me will be dámelo. The me is the indirect object pronoun and the lo is the direct object pronoun. Another example, you gave it to me will be me lo diste. Okay, now that we know all there is to know about word order, let's move to the actual object pronouns themselves. One thing is to understand everything I'm about to explain, and quite another is having it all at the tip of your tongue, ready to use in conversations. It will be a mistake to expect to be able to speak correctly just because you understand the grammar. As a supplement to today's pod lesson, I will make some drills available on my weblog in the next few weeks. Drills, flashcards, and their software equivalents can be very effective and can substitute years of real-life language usage in the space of a few concentrated 10-minute sessions. Okay, we'll start with the direct object pronouns. The first person singular is me. So speak to me is háblame. They spoke to me will be me hablaron. The first person plural for the direct object is nos. So speak to us is háblanos, while they spoke to us will be nos hablaron. For the second person singular, the direct object pronoun is te. So I understand you, when speaking to a friend, is te entiendo. When speaking to a group of friends, you have to use the plural of the direct object, which is not te, but os. So when saying I understand you to more than one friend, you would say os entiendo. From an English point of view, the third person singular could refer to him, to her, and to it. We'll start with the pronoun for her, which is la. If you want to say look at her, you'd say mírala. The plural is las. If you want to say look at them, and they are all women or girls, you'd say míralas. You have a choice of direct object pronouns for him. You can use lo or le. If you want to say look at him, you can say míralo, or you can say mírale. Depending on where in the Spanish-speaking world you find yourself, either lo or le will be more usual than the other. Whichever you choose will always be correct, though. In the plural, there's just one form for the direct object pronoun for referring to a group of men or a group which includes men, and that is los. Look at them would therefore be míralos. Careful with the English word it. It is very tempting to want a specific pronoun for it in Spanish. And though there is a correlation, it doesn't correspond 100%. In English, we think about him and her in terms of men and women, boys and girls, and even individual animals we love. Everything else, though, we refer to as it. So if you say, for example, where's our house? I don't see it. In Spanish, we say, ¿dónde está nuestra casa? No la veo. It is not that we have mistaken our house for a woman. It is simply that the word house in Spanish is feminine. La casa. And so we use the feminine direct object pronoun la. Just going back quickly to where we said that when referring to men or boys or beloved male pets, we can use lo or le. When referring to masculine words which have nothing to do with biological sex, you can only use lo. So if we say, where's our car? I don't see it. We would say, ¿dónde está nuestro coche? No lo veo. When we use it to refer to a concept or a whole clause which cannot be pinned down being either masculine or feminine, we use lo. It's pretty much all good news from here on as things get simpler and easier. We already know the first person and second person direct object pronouns in the singular and the plural. They are for the first person, me and nos, and for the second person, te and os. Well, they're exactly the same for the indirect object pronouns. So when we want to say, sing me a song, it is, cántame una canción. Sing us a song is cántanos una canción. Now for the really exciting bit. For the third person singular, there is only one form, and for the third person plural, there is only one form. Respectively, they are le and les. So take him a coffee is traele un caffè. Take her a coffee is also traele un caffè. If you need to avoid confusion, you can say traele un caffè a elle or traele un caffè a ella to make clear whether the coffee needs to be taken to a man or to a woman. For the beginners, a elle is to a man and a ella is to a woman. And finally, there's just one last little thing to be aware of when using both a direct object pronoun and an indirect object pronoun in the same sentence or clause. When the pronouns are both in the third person, the indirect pronoun, whether singular le or plural les, becomes se. So when you want to say take it to him, you won't say traele lo, but instead traeselo, traeselo. Okay, I haven't forgotten the pronunciation tip for beginners, who indeed deserve a reward for having clung onto today's roller coaster for so long. Very straightforward. The letter V and the letter B are pronounced exactly the same in Spanish. Both sound pretty much like the B in English. Muy bien, vale. Eso es todo por hoy. Hasta pronto.